In the next Friday edition, we'll be talking with Deborah Zertin of the Save the Redwoods Foundation about a grant opportunity open to communities. I received this email from Save the Redwoods, and it talked about this grant opportunity, this project. So I thought, well, that's interesting, being that we're in this pandemic situation, and maybe there's some way we can get some education out there and an opportunity. And we're a public radio station, and I don't have a crew where I'm going to be sending out anybody. This is about the extent of what we do, but there are other organizations and other groups in our valley that might be have some interest, and people need things to do, and education is always welcome.
So,
what about the Redwoods? Good topic.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've been around much longer than we have. So, who are these people? Yeah. So, I thought I'd give you a call and find out more about this project.
Okay. So, we have been offering Redwood grants since about 1999. And they have always been focused around educating youth about redwood forests. And specifically, I would say in the past about 5 to 6 years, our focus has been on a field component. So actually getting youth to the redwoods themselves and not just educating them, say, in a classroom setting or in a community setting, but being on the ground in the redwood forest, because that is definitely a goal of Save the Redwoods League, is for people to be able to experience these forests firsthand.
Well, that's the assumption I was making. And again, in the pandemic situation, it gets our Eastern Humboldt students to the Redwoods, we'd have to make a field trip. And that's where the complications set in.
Yes. So these grants have often, any nonprofit is eligible for them. And so that includes school groups, park amenities, nonprofit community organizations, indigenous groups, and schools in the past have applied, as well as indigenous groups have applied to be able to bring students out to redwood forests. And so this year definitely looks a little bit different. Maybe in the springtime, this grant is for a full year. So if things change a little bit in the winter or spring and people are able to actually travel to the redwoods, then you know, that would be great. I think that's kind of, you know, part of our thinking.
Oh, okay. Well, that is very helpful. You know, that would give people an idea that, yeah, well, maybe this spring we will be able to venture out of the valley and do things in groups. And that would be welcomed. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I have a grant application into the Humboldt Area Foundation, and then it should have been decided last month, but because of this pandemic, everything got put off to the fall. And then I'm thinking, well, even if we did get the grant in the fall, the tenets of that application would have gathered people together, which we can't do now. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to do this if we do get funded? So that's a challenge. But maybe
right.
We could put it off till the spring and see how things go. See if the
exactly. And we're hoping that this money will be able to be used, you know, however best suits the community or school or group that is using it. So whether that be to get a bus, if that is possible, or if it means having people you know, say drive in small groups and help offset gas, then that is possible also. So, you know, any of that is acceptable.
Well, I had mentioned also that there is, in this memo I had sent to...
Robin?
Robin, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I did mention that we do have a redwood grove here in Hoopa Valley. And it's much smaller, and I haven't visited that area in quite a while. I remember going up there and walking among those few redwood trees we do have. I would think that would be a project that people could witness, and if there was a way that somebody knowledgeable about redwood trees and about the forest could be on our site, that would be just one person traveling rather than a small group of people traveling.
I didn't know that you had a redwood forest there. That actually...
Well, it's a redwood grove. I wouldn't call it a forest.
Or a redwood grove. But yes, this grant does not necessarily mean that they have to go to, say, a state park or a national park. It can be any sort of redwood grove or forest area and do just, you know, some sort of experience there. And so I definitely think that using your local grove would be very applicable. And I think that besides, say, possibly the League or other organizations may be available to be able to assist if people needed a naturalist. You know, the other thing that's not associated with this grant is that we have a redwood school program, education program that we are specifically doing in Humboldt County. And that is where we are working with teachers to be able to bring redwood curriculum to classrooms as well as field trips. And we are actually working with Hoopa High School on this project. And so the idea is that a couple of the teachers from Hoopa High School will be teaching the redwood curriculum to their students, if possible, and going on a redwood field trip.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, we use the redwoods. We launched our canoes are made out of redwoods.
I have heard that, yes.
So it's all part of our culture and understanding. Well, the environment, yeah. We use whatever woods available. So, and I like this project. It's something that it's very well connected with the land. And like I say, the redwoods have been around for a long time. And it just dismays me how when I think about how large that forest was, went all the way down the coast. And it created their own climate as well. So that just boggles my mind how things have changed so much.
And really, you know, one of the focuses of this grant program is very much community and group led. So whoever is applying, we want them to be the ones who really dictate what the activity is that's in the redwood forest or grove. We don't want to put any limitations on that because they know best how to experience it, whether it's community building, stewardship, you know, education, whatever it happens to be.
Okay. Well, this is, like I say, it's a very exciting opportunity. If you're funded for this, you have the whole year to experience it, do something with it.
Yes.
And it could be just as simple as visiting our forest along with somebody who knows about redwood trees and get to know them better. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about this project or about the organization itself?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, the League is very much dedicated to protecting, restoring, and connecting people to these forests throughout the Redwood Range. And we know how important being outside is, especially during this time. And so we just want to make sure to continue to provide access to everyone to be able to enjoy the outdoors.
Well, I really appreciate this opportunity. And
well, thank you for promoting it and for following up. And yeah, if you have any other questions, you can let me know.
Okay. Well, I will also be talking probably with our forestry department and the forest manager, see if he can also lend a hand in this. And well, maybe we can get one of these projects and do some of our own local research on that. Then everybody would know. Okay. Thank you for taking the time to talk about this great opportunity.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. And take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.